Millie Molly Mandy Stories by Joyce Lancaster Brisley. Read by Catherine Press. Chapter 1. Millie Molly Mandy Does Errands. Once upon a time, there was a little girl. She had a father and a mother and a grandpa and a grandma and an uncle and an auntie. And they all lived together in a nice white cottage with a thatched roof. This little girl had short hair and short legs and short frocks, pink and white striped cotton in summer and red serge in winter. But her name wasn't short at all. It was Millicent Margaret Amanda. But father and mother and grandpa and grandma and uncle and auntie couldn't very well call out, "Millicent Margaret Amanda!" every time they wanted her. So they shortened it to Millie Molly Mandy, which is quite easy to say. Now, everybody in the nice white cottage with the thatched roof had some particular job to do, even Millie Molly Mandy. Father grew vegetables in the big garden by the cottage. Mother cooked the dinners and did the washing. Grandpa took the vegetables to market in his little pony cart. Grandma knitted socks and mittens and nice warm woolies for them all. Uncle kept cows to give them milk, and chickens to give them eggs. Auntie sewed frocks and shirts for them and did the sweeping and dusting. And Millie Molly Mandy? What did she do? Well, Millie Molly Mandy's legs were short, as I've told you, but they were very lively, just right for running errands. So Millie Molly Mandy was quite busy, fetching and carrying things and taking messages. One fine day, Millie Molly Mandy was in the garden playing with Toby the dog, when Father poked his head out from the other side of a big row of beans and said, "Millie Molly Mandy, run down to Mr. Moggs's cottage and ask for the trowel he borrowed from me." So Millie Molly Mandy said, "Yes, Father," and ran in to get her hat. At the kitchen door was Mother, with a basket of eggs in her hand. And when she saw Millie Molly Mandy, she said, "Millie Molly Mandy, run down to Mrs. Moggs and give her these eggs. She's got visitors." So Millie Molly Mandy said, "Yes, Mother," and took the basket. Trowel for Father, eggs for Mother, she thought to herself. Then Grandpa came up and said, "Millie Molly Mandy, please get me a ball of string from Miss Muggins's shop. Here's a penny." So Millie Molly Mandy said, "Yes, Grandpa," and took the penny, thinking to herself, "Trowel for Father, eggs for Mother, string for Grandpa." As she passed through the kitchen, Grandma, who was sitting in her armchair knitting, said, "Millie Molly Mandy, will you get me a skein of red wool? Here's a sixpence." So Millie Molly Mandy said, "Yes, Grandma," and took the sixpence. "Trowel for Father, eggs for Mother, string for Grandpa, red wool for Grandma," she whispered over to herself. As she went into the passage, Uncle came striding up in a hurry. "Oh, Millie Molly Mandy," said Uncle. "Run like a good girl to Mr. Blunt's shop and tell him I'm waiting for the chicken feed he promised to send." So Millie Molly Mandy said, "Yes, Uncle," and thought to herself, "Trowel for Father, eggs for Mother, string for Grandpa, red wool for Grandma, chicken feed for Uncle." As she got her hat off the peg, Auntie called from the parlour where she was dusting, "Is that Millie Molly Mandy? Will you get me a packet of needles, dear? Here's a penny." So Millie Molly Mandy said, "Yes, Auntie," and took the penny, thinking to herself, "Trowel for Father, eggs for Mother, string for Grandpa, red wool for Grandma, chicken feed for Uncle, needles for Auntie, and I do hope there won't be anything more." But there was nothing else, so Millie Molly Mandy started out down the path. When she came to the gate, Toby the dog capered up, looking very excited at the thought of a walk. But Millie Molly Mandy eyed him solemnly and said, "Trowel for Father, eggs for Mother, string for Grandma.